Hello, everybody. I'm Jesse Waters, along with Judge Jeanine Pirro, Jessica Tarlov, Katie Pavlich, and Greg Gutfeld. Yeah. It's 5 o'clock in New York City, and this is The Five.
General Jack Keane, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. Great talk. Thank you, sir. Right, Secretary of State Blinken.
Don't worry, America. Your favorite TV show's okay. After a 4.8 magnitude earthquake scared the bejesus out of the East Coast, the powerful shockwave rattling skyscrapers and homes in New York City, it was felt as far down as Maryland and all the way up to Boston. Everybody and their mom was freaking out, with group chats and social media blowing up. Thankfully, no reports of damage or injuries yet. Here's how it went down.
Looks like it's going to be a nice day today.
What the hell? I'm having an earthquake. Holy
If it felt like a weird day, it just got a bit weirder here in the Northeast.
Are we having an earthquake? Seriously, are we having an earthquake?
There was a freaking earthquake in Tribeca. The entire building just moved.
Earthquake can't be felt in the air, of course, although it can be felt on the ground.
The quake happened just after 10:20 in the morning, with its epicenter 50 miles outside of Manhattan in New Jersey. But leave it to liberal New York to screw up the response. It took the geniuses who run the city's emergency alert system nearly 40 minutes to blast out one of those high-pitched, super annoying phone alerts. But hey, at least it made the view watchable.
For dress, where people look...
Stop. Well, make this stop, too. I don't know how to do that.
Everything, the watch.
Oh, my gosh.
She's how many things to open?
I need some tequila now.
Greg, I like how everybody is going around today. Did you feel it? Did you feel it?
I did.
April 5th, 2024. I will never forget where I was when this happened. And I want to thank all the brave and fearless New Yorkers who stayed strong and united together against this unfathomable event. I mean, there were grief counselors available. There were therapy pets on every street corner in case you're suffering from any PTSD from this cataclysmic effect. I hope you get past this. I have been fielding a lot of calls from people, though, that didn't feel it. And they're suffering more. They're suffering more because they can't share in the melodrama that we share. By the way, you know how they name quakes? They're naming this the Perino quake because she's also 4.8. 4'8". Just edit that out. But if you ever want to answer the question, does the media think they're the center of the universe? And what affects them affects everybody else. This is another story. They assume the remaining 320 million people in the U.S. are just as excited or as damaged by this story as they are. Imagine if the media were just as affected by real calamities, whether it is a border or it's a crime wave or it's inflation. Hey, I don't eat at McDonald's. Why do I care? But, oh, my God, my bookshelves, they shook in my two-story walk-up. Oh, my God, someone call an expert on earthquakes. Nobody was freaking out. Speaking of The View, those earthquake things go off in their studio all the time. Whenever anybody crosses their legs, the whole place just shakes. Worst part of the quake, the silly aftermath, the people freaking out, the building in our own building, the overhead warning system every 5 minutes. Do not be alarmed. Everything's fine. Then shut up. Leave us alone. Let us do our job. And then there were people who actually didn't come to work.
No.
Some people in New York, and I won't name who, were told not to come in because of the earthquake.
Name who?
I'm not saying who.
Who told them?
None of your business.
Tell me in the commercial break. Now I definitely need to know. Yeah. Jessica.
Not in this building.
Jessica, is this a signal that the end is near?
Certainly for the climate. That's what I'm supposed to say, right?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. No, but I felt it. Yeah, I had just gotten home from doing America's Newsroom, and I was talking to Brian, and then the apartment started shaking.
You guys were just talking?
Yes, we were just talking. Like, yeah, the producers all said ew. Yeah, we were talking. And it was a moment of not fear, but like, are we having an earthquake? Because it is an out-of-the-norm thing. Agreed on the alert. We thought there was another one. Because it came so much later. We were like, oh, is this an aftershock? Yeah. But I did think it was funny in a New York throwing shade on New Jersey way that Kathy Hochul said that this happened west of Manhattan when you're talking about an entire state. So
I was very near the epicenter when it happened.
That's right.
I know.
How did you feel?
I felt
fine. Oh, you were
fine.
At home? Were you guys just talking?
Obviously.
Did she
not.
Feel it?
There's a lot of 4.8 jokes on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Judge Jeanine, where were you when it happened?
I was getting my hair done. I was in a salon with Stella, and I had just gotten off the phone with my decorator, and I know how ridiculous. It's my life.
It's all she talks about, alone. Actually.
Yeah, I mean, Jessica will confirm that. But the thing that struck me, because I knew immediately it was an earthquake, somebody said, oh, they're drilling upstairs. I said, how precious life is, how vulnerable we are, mm-hmm. how absurd all this stuff is that I'm worried about. You know, does this pillow match that? And, you know, all of us, I mean, in the end, we're all going to be confronted with an earthquake of one type or another that's going to end up taking us out. And maybe we ought to plan a little more for it as opposed to just being taken out like that.
It makes you think, Katie, doesn't it? Just how insignificant we all are. We are just Mother Nature's toys to play with.
I don't know.
We could go at any time.
I didn't feel it, so I'm feeling very left out. But I
you
didn't get in on the experience.
Syndrome.
You didn't
but,
feel it?
No, but
were
I did
you on
have
the train?
I did have a harrowing experience on the train because I was pulling out of DC and then they went slower on the train and said they needed to check all of the bridges on the way to New York make sure that they were structurally sound. So that was a little scary. But I will say I'm just glad that there wasn't enough damage for the Clinton Foundation to swoop in and cause even more problems.
Nice.
That's a good thing. So
good.
It's going to be okay, everybody. All my friends in California are laughing at us.
Yeah.
I think I'm from the West Coast, so they tell you to go into the Jor Jam if there's an earthquake. I don't think there's any training for that around here.
No.
There's no worries about a volcano erupting or anything.
Well,
it's going to be okay.
Explain to Jesse Jr. He asked me, "Well, Dad, what is an earthquake?"
Wow!
And I just think tectonic plates, and that's all I know.
Do you know the Richter scale?
No. So I said, Earth is hungry. You know when you get hungry and your stomach starts growling?
To your son.
Yes. And then I said, okay. So we need to feed Earth. So we went out, we took a sausage, and we shoved it into the ground.
You are
this
a true dad.
Not a true
I knew
story.
That was sick. I knew it was starting sick. It would end sick.
Why is that sick? It's sausage.
Did you really
The
do
only
that?
Interesting thing is if you have a pet, when you watch the little animal.
Yeah, Gus
my dog was like, I knew there was something up. He was looking out the window. He was very unhappy.
He knew ahead of
all dogs do.
Before
your dogs
before
did.
All animals do that.
They do that for thunderstorms, for earthquakes.
That they have a seismic escape response that has evolved over time. Oh, they have pictures.
It looks a little scary.
And it's just like how animals know when to escape from predators. They know this, and it's usually from the ground tilting or electrical or magnetic field variation.
Rookie didn't give me a heads up at all.
Oh, they always
Rookie,
do.
You got to fire.
I don't think 3 minutes.
Moved. Getting her hair done too.
All right. Well, anyway. We're fine, America. We're
Thank
fine.
God.
Don't worry.
We hope they're fine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of earthquakes, The Rock causing aftershocks for the Biden campaign after refusing to endorse Sleepy Joe. Keep on rocking to the sound. Turn it up and watch it pan. We gonna rock it to the top until the roof come burning down. Yeah, the temperature is... This program is brought to you by Progressive. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. No matter where you
go, you've got to have an ace. The Rock is delivering a smackdown on the Biden campaign. Dwayne Johnson is refusing to back Joe Biden this year after lending his endorsement in the last election. The superstar drop-kicking the sorry state of Biden's America while speaking with Fox and Friends.
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no. I'm not going to do that because what I realized, what that caused back then was something that tears me up in my guts back then and now, which is division. I wouldn't do that because my goal is to bring our country together.
And as Joe Biden loses big-time celebrities, his pals in the media are finding new ridiculous ways to attack Donald Trump and his voters, like bringing on a cult expert.
The good news is it's not permanent, and people wake up, and they are embarrassed and ashamed, as I felt in 1976. But more and more people are leaving the MAGA cult. It's important that people not just yell at people who are still trapped in this delusion. Ask questions in a respectful, curious way that gets them to start realizing they've been conned and that their minds have been hijacked.
Katie, I don't know who that guy is, but he apparently has a solution to taking Trump voters away from Trump. We're living in an alternate reality. Why do you think he says that?
I don't think he really knows what he's talking about. He's this weird cult expert, someone that Jesse might have on his show at some point, right? Did you interview him for your book? Maybe.
Oh, I should.
You should.
Thanks for
the next part
reminding
two.
Everybody about the book.
You're welcome.
Yes. Still buy.
I'm here,
it together.
I'm here to do that. Yeah. I think what The Rock was saying was interesting in the sense that we're dealing with the same situation that we were dealing with in terms of candidates as we were in 2020. Here we are again. And he's saying that he made a mistake, essentially, by endorsing Joe Biden. And he talks about the reason why he endorsed him is he wanted to bring the country together. And Joe Biden ran on division. And clearly, none of that has been fulfilled over the past 4 years. Now, he's not saying that he's going to vote for Trump necessarily. And he's on this idea of wanting to bring everyone together and that everyone should agree on these things. He pushes back on the woke agenda. But I think it really just clarifies that Joe Biden ran as a moderate. He ran as someone who was going to be a president for everybody. And he's actually been a very far left, divisive president. And people are starting to realize that in the sense of admitting that they were wrong about what the choices that they made publicly in 2020.
One of the things, Greg, that he talks about the woke and cancel culture. And he says that it's more important that you be real and honest and not worry about being canceled. Easy yeah. for him to say.
Well, you know what? It's if that's what he said on the air, imagine what he really feels, because he was tiptoeing through the tulips on that topic. Generally, they don't want to say anything. And it's true. It's only big stars who can speak up because they can withstand whatever follows. They're not going to be canceled. But that's why it's important. You know, Clint Eastwood had to wait. Arnold Schwarzenegger had to wait. Sly Stallone, Bruce Willis. These guys were not liberals. Most of them were all Republicans. But they couldn't speak out until they were big enough to speak out because they couldn't be canceled by the awful publicists in Hollywood. But I got to point out that cult expert guy. He looks like a Heaven's Gate member who missed the comet. Do you remember they were trying to jump on a comet? If Trumpism is a cult, it is the worst cult in history because people come and go as they please. Everything is wholly transparent. There's nothing is secretive about it. And people seem to be having a good time. It doesn't seem like they're terrified of reprisals. If this is a cult, then so is Oktoberfest. I mean, Trump, if you want to, I think what you could say about Trumpism, if it's an ism, is that it's more like your favorite team, where you root for your guy and you root against the other guy, but you still can hang out with the other guy's fans. It's not a big deal, but they can't, but the other team can't do it. Trump, people who are pro-Trump have no problems pulling over and helping you change a tire. They don't care if you got a Biden bumper sticker on your car. They'll do it. It's not a two-way street.
Yep. Okay. All right, Jesse, the last time we had one former president run against a sitting president was when Grover Cleveland ran against Benjamin Harrison. Okay. I didn't know either of them. Don't look at me. I know what you're thinking. Right now it's bad news for Biden because everyone is asked, when you think about it, was your life better under Trump or under Biden? And apparently 60% say their life is bad under Biden. Only 47% say it was bad under Trump.
That's why it's so easy to vote this year, because 4 years ago, you had the guy. It wasn't like you don't remember what it was like 4 years ago. Everybody remembers. The only person who doesn't remember is an old elderly man with a hazy memory. But that's an advantage as a voter because it's so fresh. And that's why people are now saying, well, wait a second. I don't like where we're going. And The Rock, I think this is a business move because he's on the board of directors for the company that owns the UFC and WWE. He knows how many men are out there, how many fans he has. And as a guy like that in the circles that he hangs out with, I am sure he gets such a hard time on the weekends by his buddies. You endorse that guy? Are you crazy?
I give him so much
grief. I mean, you know how it is when we play in Hollywood. Golf. Right. Yeah.
Dana White.
You're his caddy, right?
Not when you wrap up.
Yes.
But when you're someone at that level, like a Tom Cruise, you don't want to be political at all.
Yep.
And Tom was good at that. Michael Jordan was good at that. The Rock blew it. And I'm sure he regrets this. And in terms of the cult thing, I just think what they're trying to do is socially shame people for being associated with the Trump movement. They're trying to say, look at these freaks that wear colorful outfits, that wear silly hats, and you don't want to be associated with them at all. But deep down, you know what, Judge? They're jealous that Biden voters don't have the kind of passion that Trump voters have for Trump.
And, you know, Jessica, it's true. They barely show up for Biden. But let me ask you this. You know a lot of Trump supporters. Do we need to be deprogrammed? Be careful.
That's why I come to work every day. No, it is correct that conservatives are much more tolerant of liberals and spending time with them than liberals are of conservatives. That shows up especially in the dating data. That a liberal would never consider going out with a conservative in the Trump era. Obviously, things have been different since 2016. So James Carville and Mary Matlin are not happening round two there. I think The Rock, yes, he's promoting stuff, but did get a lesson in you can alienate people when you put a perspective out there like that. He's a smart businessman. But we don't know how he's voting. He could very well vote for Joe Biden again. He's just not going to talk about it. And I thought that that was an interesting undercurrent, you know, that Will didn't really push him on. He didn't say, well, what does that mean? He just let him say, my endorsement led to a lot of division. And that really tears me up because he is someone who is liked by people on the left and on the right. And that's a pretty rare thing. There are very few kind of iconic people that are beloved on both sides. But you said in your lead-in question to Jesse, you know, it's just bad news for Biden. The jobs report today was a monster.
Wait 3 months.
Fine, when it gets revised down. Also, the part-time jobs, and there's data looking at this. That's a trend that's been happening. It obviously was accelerated through COVID with people opting into that. You still don't add 15 million jobs, and even taking away what we got back from COVID is adding jobs at a faster clip than Trump. To go up to 303,000 when it was supposed to be 214.
But it's
going to
be
achievement.
Revised.
But it's not.
And we don't do the story when we revise it. We only do this.
That's not true. I hear it all the time. But the revision.
You know what?
Guys,
you can talk about the stats, but it's whether or not the people feel it.
But actually, people are feeling it on top
they are?
Of it. Yes,
that
there was a very. No, there was really interesting data that came out about people's perspective on the national economy versus their state economies. And they looked at all of the swing states. And people thought the national economy was terrible. It was like at a negative 30. And individual economies in Wisconsin, in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, all the states that you need to win to become president.
So why is Trump ahead in those states?
Well, first of all, if you look at it, those polls were within the margin of error. I have talked to you
ahead.
About...
In all but
the margin of error, it is a jump ball. That's what's going on. If this was the worst economy in the world, which is what you would say about it, there is no way that we would be even close to this. It would be a runaway for the person on the top of the Republican ticket. And it's not because people know wage growth is up. It's going past the rate of inflation. Unemployment, 3.8%, 26-month streak. We haven't seen that since the 1960s. You have to give some level of credit when credit is due. You have to.
And you have
to. I just zoned out, Jessica. I was looking at notes for the next segment.
And you have to give credit to the American people who assimilate this and make their own judgment.
Sure. And they voted for Joe Biden. They'll do it again.
A bombshell.
Okay, bye.
Coming up, a bombshell study blowing up everything the left has been pushing on transgender children, Jessica.
Surprise.
Welcome to Three Forks.
A
Groundbreaking new study is blowing up the left's endorsement of experimental hormone-blocking drugs and transgender surgeries for minors. Turns out that the majority of gender-confused children grow out of that feeling by the time they are fully grown adults. It was a 15-year study that tracked nearly 3,000 kids, asking them every 3 years about their gender. As children, 11% felt unhappy with their gender, but by adulthood, it was just 4%. It comes as more cases of people are detransitioning and talking about their stories.
I was fast-tracked onto puberty blockers and then testosterone. The resulting menopausal-like hot flashes made focusing on school impossible. A month later, when I was 13, I had my first testosterone injection. It's caused permanent changes to my body. I was perfectly healthy. There was nothing wrong with my still-developing body. My childhood was ruined. We need to stop telling children that puberty is an option, that they can choose what kind of puberty they will go through.
So, Greg, we didn't need a study to tell us this obvious fact, but isn't it an indictment of this experiment that's been performed on children? And who's going to be held accountable for things like Chloe Cole going through this and never getting her life back?
The people who need that study won't listen to it because they have to admit that what they believed in and what they did created a horror. There are two types of people, the people who said this all along and the people who mock them for saying it. They need to be held accountable for this because it forced parents, you know, to be extra brave and have to deal with being called names or being told that they had blood on their hands because their kid was going to kill themselves. This was a luxury belief, the gender affirmation movement. And the reason why it's so dangerous, it removed the basic foundation for a period of life where stability was a necessity. When you're a child, when you have to learn to read, to do math, to learn how to communicate with others, behave, and you remove the foundation, the stability, their identity, because it's somehow edgy or trendy. This was a social contagion that spread on social media. It conferred positive attention and made you fashionable, mostly by people who were holding these luxury beliefs, which are basically activists. Some were teachers. Some were parents who had Munchausen by proxy. So this socially virtuous adult can confer an unstable belief at no cost to them onto a child. The child suffers, the adult doesn't, and that's what you had.
So, Judge, a lot of this has been endorsed by adults saying that children should be able to have these surgeries and to take these puberty blockers, which the UK has banned for prescription as a result. And at the same time, now we know the study has proven what we already knew, and that is people grow out of this most of the time. Mm-hmm. The number of transition surgeries for children is going up by significant percentages.
Yeah, the sad part about this is that, you know, when you're a parent, you see your child go through changes. My son was convinced that he was going to be a basketball player. That was it. There was nothing that was going to stop him. And my daughter was convinced that she was going to be a veterinarian. Okay? They go through stages and you just kind of go along with it, but you don't allow them to mutilate their bodies. I mean, we don't allow kids to have sex. We call it statutory rape if they're under the age of 17, but we allow them to change their sexual organs as if that's not a big deal. I think that the parents who were bullied into it or are being told that your child is going to commit suicide, I mean, they need to understand that there are other issues, that the detransitioners, 55% of them said that they had other issues, the medical and psychological, that no one even assessed them for. And 39% of them said that that they had other problems that could have been explained if they had only allowed them to go along with, you know, whatever identifying the problem.
So, Jessica, now that we have the science about this ideology that has been placed on children, this is not just something that's happening with parents who feel sorry for their kids. It's gotten into the hospitals. There are a number of hospitals benefiting financially by providing these surgeries for minors. You see the White House trying to force through Medicaid taxpayer dollars going towards these transition surgeries for children. So how is it now that you see this science and this study really debunking this ideology that has really creeped into a number of institutions around the country, and it's just not true?
Well, as with everything, there are studies on the other side of it as well, showing very low percentages of people who end up expressing regret about what they've done. And we are ignoring something. And I say, you know, as a parent of a young child and soon to be another one, this is something that we think about. What do you do if your child comes home at 5 years old and says, you know, not I want to be a basketball player, because that's something that they're not going to a psychiatrist for. I mean, to be able to go through this, you have to go through, you have to jump through a number of medical hoops. The American Pediatric Association says gender dysphoria is real. The American Medical Association says just gender dysphoria.
They also advocate for these horrible hormone things everything.
But I'm just saying they are science. Well, you can't use the people who are actually experts as experts.
No, no one takes them seriously. The AMA and the APA have both advocated their responsibility on this topic.
They betrayed the trust between doctors and patients, especially children. And Jesse, when you listen to what these detransitioners talk about in their experience, and I don't really like the word detransitioner because you can't detransition. Mm-hmm. You just permanently damage your body through this experimental drugs and through the surgery. But these individuals who have been victims of this ideology say the doctors just gave me puberty blockers after one meeting with them. They just signed me up for surgery after three meetings. They didn't send me to a mental health care clinic first. They engaged in this for financial gain and to be part of this new ideology that everybody thought was going to be the next thing.
So surgeons can only make so much money until they invent new surgeries. When plastic surgery came along, a lot of surgeons got very, very wealthy. And that's fine because you do that on adults. And... I hope another earthquake hits you.
Just on that side of the table. Right. Just right here.
I need a tremor to hit him right in the noggin. So all of a sudden, they found out a way to make more money, and it's off children. So what they do, Jessica, is these big medical people fund studies that say it's fine. We're saving lives. No one has ever regretted that. So there's studies on both sides. We had to think about if this was happening in your family. And it happened in my family. We adopted a young child, and at age 5, he was playing with dolls. And everybody knew he was gay, or he was going to be gay. And it's not like all of a sudden we took him to the doctor and chopped him off. No one would ever do that.
Well,
a lot of these
gay
people,
and trans,
Jessica,
are different, and that's not how gay
I don't
works
believe it
either.
Is. I don't believe it is. Okay. A lot of these people are just gay or lesbian. And what they're doing is they're intervening in a regular gay or lesbian life. And that's a new experience, and it never used to be like that. Someone at this table shared some intimate details about their adolescence with me. And now I feel like it's my right to say told me. They said they experienced feelings when they were in middle school that they perhaps were
she was in college.
A lesbian.
Oh, my God. And, I forgot about that.
Thank God. And that person was Judge Jeanine.
And, liar.
And thank God they didn't transition
liar.
You were a beautiful woman.
Yeah, I was.
Anyway, all right. So we're going to go to a completely different topic. Ahead, a raccoon going on a rampage at Hershey Park. The Fastest is up next.
The dramatic ride.
Girl music. Welcome back. Time for the Fastest. First up, forget about earthquakes. You gotta watch out for wild raccoons.
Ah, it's a raccoon! Oh my God! Ah, no! Oh my God, it's got her foot! It got her shoe!
TMZ getting a hold of that footage showing a feisty raccoon attacking innocent bystanders waiting in line for roller coasters at Hershey Park. Two people taken to the hospital as a precaution. Greg, you and I had the same reaction. How scary for the raccoon?
Yeah, I had a couple of reactions. TMZ is really desperate if they're doing
after they messed up the Kate Middleton stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But also, we were talking about this. He was just having a premonition about the earthquake. Animals act strange before an earthquake. He was sensing, he was trying to notify, he was trying to alert these people.
Yeah.
Get out, an earthquake is coming. You'll be crushed by chocolate. Mounds and mounds of delicious chocolate, solid chocolate.
Katie.
That's my dream.
Raccoons, if they were larger, and there are some very large raccoons, would run the world. But if they're attacking people, they're probably rabid, and that is a very bad, scary thing. So if there's a raccoon near you, try to get away as soon as possible. because they can be really aggressive and smart and obnoxious. So stay away from them.
Do you know any look raccoons? Cute,
but they're not.
No, I don't know any. My dog killed one once, and I thought she had a toy in her mouth, and it was a dead raccoon. So here's the thing. When they're out in the middle of the day, that's a problem, too. So just stay away from them. That's the end of it.
Mm. Raccoon information?
No one has any doubts about my masculinity. With that said, I'm terrified of rabid raccoons. And if that was me, I would throw a pregnant woman like you right in front of the raccoon and run away.
You know what I would do? Yeah. I would make a hat out of it.
All right, Katie.
Remember when you and I went to Hershey Park?
No.
You weren't allowed on the roller coaster?
No. Never mind.
Up next.
Oh, the height. Oh.
Ew. Okay, first up, it was Winnie the Pooh, then Mickey, and now Bambi has been turned into a killing machine in a brand new horror movie called Bambi, The Reckoning.
You ever shot a deer?
No. Why have you?
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in these horror Disney flicks?
I think they just ran out of animals. I mean, you know.
Or ideas.
Or ideas, same.
I'm going to fact check them a little. It doesn't look like a deer to me.
Mm. What does it look like?
An elk. Like a moose.
Looks like an elk or maybe a red stag. It doesn't look like a deer. So I think they got that wrong.
Yep.
Greg?
They need a consultant.
I don't think they've gone far enough. Think of all of the other animals. For example, Winnie the Pooh could be a serial killer, right? Mr. Ed could be a hitman. Lassie could be a terrorist. Flipper could be an undersea gang leader. This could be my new Fox Nation series.
Yes.
I love when you prepare for the fastest.
Yes.
You're like, I got to think Winnie the Pooh is a serial killer. Jesse.
What about the casting in that flick? You know?
Yeah. You
don't
like it?
You don't see it?
Yeah. You know what?
Something about that.
One of those guys has to wear a red hat.
Greg.
All right. And finally, if you're going to fake a sick day, try not telling your coworkers. A high school teacher in Ohio could get axed for allegedly faking two sick days so she could attend a concert in Nashville. Apparently, she got busted after telling her colleagues about her musical plans. Who does that?
A lot of people.
Which tells people.
A lot of people are excited about what they're going to do. They're excited, so they're bragging about it, and they're stupid. Just keep your own private life away from people at work because they're jealous and they're going to report you.
Wow. I would never report you.
No.
Okay.
I never did that.
This teacher's probably teaching CRT
all
day long. All
right,
Greg. That's fine.
Yeah,
she takes a sick day, gets caught, and now she gets fired. Priorities, Jessica. Mm. Priorities.
At least she's not banging the students.
Greg!
You know, we've had some bad stories lately, and my bar is very low these days.
I'll bet.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, that's just why some companies just say you have so many days. You don't have to distinguish.
Yeah. Right?
So I'll just
don't
be
have to
out.
Worry about it. I'll just be out. Yeah.
Are you taking time off for your pregnancy? I think you should work all the way up to the day, pop it right out on the five.
Yeah,
hey, that's what they
do.
Jesse mentioned it'd be great ratings.
Yeah,
if we had a live water breaking.
Yep. You'll help our demo too.
Yeah.
I do what I can for the team. Okay, Fan Mail Friday's up next.
Welcome to Stormy Heights.
Medieval baby. First question. I love this question from Frenchie. If you could make something, something that is legal, now illegal. Or is this, I'm reading this.
You could make something that is legal, now illegal.
Oh, that's stupid. I wanted to make something illegal.
That was a great question.
Oh, because I thought it was.
Oh, you wanted it to be the other way.
I wanted it to be the other way. If you could make something, if something is illegal, what would you like it to be legal? What thing that is illegal?
You want to reverse it?
Yeah.
So you want all drugs to be legal?
No. That's not my thing. I'm asking you guys.
Mine is, this is not a crime, but you should have to put your shopping cart back. Or to go to jail. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
What is legal that, see, this is the thing.
Either way.
Legal
just
or illegal.
Something fun that's like illegal and you wish it was okay to do, right?
Right,
that's like,
right.
Prostitution.
Okay.
Good for you,
good.
Jesse.
Good.
No,
I like
want to make that legal.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We get it.
Yeah, yeah, we get it.
And I want to run the house.
There you go.
Whoa. That, you would be a good...
For the record, I don't... I misunderstood the question.
No, you didn't.
You totally
Jessica,
got it.
This is a poorly phrased question.
Yeah. My stipulation is that no one gets hurt, because I understand that's why it's illegal, but it is really fun when you can speed, like in Europe or something like that, where you could, like on the Autobahn
racetrack,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I could go on a racetrack.
Yeah, like me on a
I'll just go to a race.
Yeah.
Judge.
I didn't know we talked about that, but sure.
I said it. I'm going to be the madam in the whorehouse.
All right. I would. You know what I'd like? I'd like murder to be legal.
Oh, why? Who would you murder?
Oh, wait. It already is. It's called abortion.
Oh!
Next question.
Greg, it's Friday.
I know it's Friday.
Go ahead.
Like to just...
It's about sex.
Go ahead. All right. Do you always play it safe, or are you a risk taker?
Hmm. Depends.
You seem like you're a risk taker at night, but you play it safe in the day.
I would say I do.
But she goes hunting
like
at
hunting
night.
Hunting and adventurous things like skydiving.
Yeah. Oh, you skydive?
I have skydived.
Skydiving.
Yes. No, things like that. I'm a risk taker for sure. Mm. Things that make my mother nervous. And then on other things, I'd say I try to think them through, and you're more cautious about them.
Judge?
Risk.
Mm.
No risk, no gain.
Yeah. No fun.
It's what you needed in a madam.
Yeah. She's a madam with a heart of gold.
Yeah, literally.
Jessica, you got out of the business a long time ago. Started to raise a family.
She's a mother now.
I know. She's a mother now. I feel like we're doing Deadwood, an episode of Deadwood.
Oh, I love Deadwood.
That was a great show,
huh?
Yeah. That was great.
Jesse.
Risk. We're going to go Risk, Judge.
Yeah.
Risk. Yeah. We're going to go Risk.
Yeah.
Jesse, Risk?
Risk.
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 Did you say anything?
No.
I'm a big play it safer.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. No, really?
Except with this,
yes,
but I'm a big play.
He's so safe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay,
one
that's
more
it.
Thing is up next.
Okay, look at what I did. All these games on DirecTV.
Before we get to one more thing, if you like football, check out the United Football League at 4 o'clock on Sunday when the Houston Roughnecks take on the D.C. Defenders on Fox. All right, Judge.
Okay, time now for another edition of Clueless Criminals.
There you go.
Then you do the next deal. Okay, check out this unconventional porch pirate in Sacramento, California. A thief avoided being captured on video by dressing up as a trash bag. Only the person's slippers were visible during the heist as they snuck toward the porch, scooped up a package, and made off with the goods. A true master of disguise, or just plain trash?
Mm. You can still judge their toes, though. They should have worn socks.
That was pretty swift.
Yep.
Greg.
Maybe he's just a very modest person.
Yeah.
Right? Huh? Do you think that that's somehow bad? Good luck in some countries, young man. All right, tonight. Oh, what show do we have? Todd Pyro, Amala Epinabi. First time on the show. She's great. And Kat Timpin, Rob Long. Let's do this. Greg's absolutely disgusting news. Now with Tarragon.
Oh.
All right, check this disgustingly repulsive news. Boy, somebody's very slow today. You guys okay?
Yeah.
Huh? There you go. Check this out. A disgusting little baby elephant rolling around in Rosemont Gifford Zoo in Syracuse. That's in New York. I wonder if they felt the quake. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. Oh, my God. I can't believe what happened today. Look at them. Baby elephant's twin wanted nothing to do with the mischief and walked right away when their sibling got to rolling. Little baby elephants are so adorable.
They are.
I wonder how they managed the quake. What do you guys think?
I just got your burka joke. And that was very good. I bet a lot of people at the table didn't get it. And I'm looking at you, Judge.
Why are you picking on me?
The solar eclipse is on Monday. And I want you guys to tune in. Fox has special coverage. But before you do that, you got to get these glasses.
You cannot see anything.
America's total eclipse.
I can't see a thing.
We just put America on the front of the word, and then it became a Fox thing. Special coverage on Fox Weather, and don't forget to bring your shades. Also, don't forget, I'm still on book tour. You guys ready? April 20th, Beach Haven, New Jersey. That's LBI.
April 27th, Vero Beach, Florida. May 5th, we've just added May 5th, Mendham, New Jersey. May 25th, Yorba Linda. Say that five times fast. Tonight, Jesse Waters primetime, Earthquake Mania. Jessica.
Okay. So as many of you know, I'm due to have another baby in just a week or so, and I wanted to mention something really cool that we're doing for this new little lady and also did for Cleo. We're preserving our daughter's cord blood when I deliver. Cord blood can already be used to help treat over 80 conditions, including certain cancers and immune disorders. There are also hundreds of clinical trials to find more possible uses for cord blood. Hopefully there'll be more exciting breakthroughs. We worked with Cord Blood Registry. They're fantastic.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to The Five ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.